Hello, my name is René Brockman, the lead author of the poster titled Mass Balance and Metabolic Pathway Following Oral Administration of Carbon-14 Labeled Serdexmalfenidate, a novel product of D-Malfenidate. The ADHD medication Azstarys contains 70% serdexmalfenidate, referred to as SDX, and 30% D-Malfenidate, referred to as DMPH. DMPH is a well-known compound, but SDX is a new molecular entity. Therefore, this study was conducted to understand the mass balance and metabolite profile of SDX. This was an open-label, single radio-label dose, non-randomized study conducted in 8 healthy adult male subjects under fasted conditions. Subjects received a single dose of non-radio-labeled SDX chloride and a small amount of carbon-14 labeled SDX chloride. The dose was 60 mg SDX chloride per subject, which is the molar equivalent of 30 mg D-malfenidate hydrochloride. Figure 1 shows that nearly all of the radio label was recovered in feces and urine. Figure 2 shows that the total radioactivity time curves for whole blood and plasma were very similar, with peak levels observed at 20 and 21 hours post-dose, respectively. In the analysis of the metabolites, we identified ritalinic acid, SDX, DMPH, and 6-oxo-ritalinic acid in plasma. Ritalinic acid was the most abundant metabolite in plasma, as shown in Figure 3. As shown in Table 1, the amount of SDX in urine was only 0.43% of the dose, but FDX was the second most abundant species in feces at 10.8% of the dose. Recovery of the D-methylphenidate was low in both urine and feces, less than 3% in each. Figure 4 shows the overall metabolic pathway of SDX after oral administration. In conclusion, we demonstrated that after oral administration of SDX, that there was no meaningful long-term retention of SDX or its metabolites in any tissues. The only metabolic pathway of SDX is the conversion to D-methylphenidate and then further metabolism of D-methylphenidate to mainly ritalinic acid. No new major metabolites were identified.